how we do it on our remote. And so we have some ideas and some ideas for what people want. All right, let's go over the agenda real quick for this meeting, see if I can't get things moving along here a little bit better. I'll go over what we went over last time, which shouldn't take long. Then I believe each of you have a presentation. I was sent a couple more requirements for our remote, what they want. Then we can come to a conclusion on what we want the remote to do, how it's going to do it, hopefully. And then we'll have the closing, which we'll have 40 minutes for. Let's see, the last meeting, we went over who was responsible for what. I'm responsible for leading the meetings, keeping the notes, and coming up with the final presentation. Karina is our marketing expert. She's gonna figure out what the consumer wants. Ryan is our user interface designer, and Manuel is the industrial designer. So you're gonna come up with the ideas, Ryan, and you're gonna pick them apart. We decided our remote, we wanted it to be a universal remote that everyone would want. We want it to be modern, fun, different. It needs to be sturdy, easy to find, so we can have that locator function. And we want it to be different. And then we went over a couple of different ideas, the ball-shaped phone, the keyboard shape. We decided that it should probably be one-handed, something you can use with one hand. And that was our last meeting. So, why don't, do each of you have a presentation?
Yep.
Okay, I'll hand it off to you, and does anyone want to go first?
Sure.
We can maybe see what people want.
What was it? Function?
Eight.
Of it? How do I get it?
Slideshow.
To get it to the
Oh, right.
Yeah, click on
that one. Okay. All right. Well, this is my report, which is going to be based pretty much on a survey that I was sent. Oh, gosh. I have no idea. Okay. Sorry, I actually need to see something else on my screen.
Hit that
thing
again.
Yeah. And then, again?
Yeah. You want to be on both screens? Or
no, I want something else on mine. Is that possible? Okay, but now you don't have that.
Oh, hit that again.
Sorry, guys.
I know, I didn't say that. And then it should come up. You're sure.
So is there no way I can give you the slideshow and
have something? Oh, give us the slideshow and something on your screen?
Yeah. Oh, well.
I'm not sure. You can maybe minimize that screen and then have them both up at the same
That's
time, I
okay.
think.
Okay. So first of all, the method that I used was by doing some marketing research, by doing research on some interviews that were conducted, and then some internet research. And I was sent a report that was, I think there were 100 remote users that they interviewed. And so I will show you some of the results from that, which I think will be helpful. Okay, here are some of the findings. They said that the users dislike the look and feel of their current remote controls. And 75% of the users find their remote controls to be ugly, which is a fairly significant number, I would say. And 80% of the users would be willing to spend more money if they could get a remote that would look fancy. So I think that earlier we were onto something when we were talking about having it be a modern, cool look. I think that's definitely important. They say the current remote controls do not match well the operating behavior of the user. 75% of the users said they zap a lot. And if anyone could clarify what that means. Zap? Does that just mean like changing the channel? Okay. And 50% of the users say that they're only using 10% of the buttons on their remote control. And there was something else. They kept track of the frequency per hour and using certain buttons. And some of them, it looks like, barely need to be included at all. Of course, channel selection is used the most frequently. And then teletext was the next. Volume, and then power, and then audio settings, and screen settings and channel settings were practically never used. So I think we could definitely eliminate or somehow combine a lot of the functions into one button. The biggest user frustrations, as we said, 50% of people find that their remotes are lost somewhere, and so I think a tracking device of some sort would be a good idea. They said 34% said it takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote, and 26% said that the controls are bad for RSI. What is it? As far as speech recognition goes, the younger group looks like they're all for it. From the 15 to 25 age group, over 90% said they would pay more. And it kind of just went down incrementally. The groups, the older they get, it looks like the less willing they are to pay. So maybe we could discuss this and think, decide if we think it's worth investing in this, at least if we're targeting the younger groups. And so, in conclusion, some things that I drew from this are that I think we were correct. We definitely need to focus on a new modern appearance, since so many people seem to be concerned about the ugliness of the remote control. A multifunctional remote could be a good thing to explore, so you only have one rather than five different remotes sitting all over your room. We need to simplify the remote and reduce the number of buttons, get rid of the ones that don't seem to be serving much purpose. And then lastly, I thought that maybe we could discuss the idea of speech recognition. And that's it.
Okay. Very nice. Now we actually have some ideas of what people want, and what we should focus on.
Oh yeah. Sorry, did you guys get time to write everything that you needed? Okay.
Having just listened, what Karen just saying, I'll draw on some of the things. Okay, so I'm just going to approach the technical functions design. the method I used was to explore the technical functions of a remote control. And the simplest approach I came to is to change, program, and operate an electronic device remotely. I mean, that's an obvious thing to say, but it's not attached to the device that you want to control. I have some things sent to me, not very much, to look at some of the devices, findings from them, and then personal preferences that I would suggest. We discussed the universal one. It's just been brought up again then, but I think the universal remote control is actually quite a difficult object to design, and possibly within maybe the budget that we do, because you need to know all the specifications of all the like electronic companies. I'm not sure you ever come across a universal remote control yourself, but you have to. They're a nightmare to use. You have to set them, reset them to everything, and that would only add buttons. Whereas I think they just take away buttons. So I think it's better made to concentrate on. Maybe it's a universal one for TVs, or maybe just one that you could design, and then different people, manufacturers, could use it to set their specifications. If the aim is to get something that's unique in design. Okay. There's two pictures of remote controls. There's just simple TV remote controls. But one is user-centered. That is the one on the left. And you can straight away see there's less buttons. And the other one is some engineer-centered, where that's more specified for the sort of the elaborate piece of equipment it's trying to control. And that's which appeals more to the problem that we're in, on what the findings are saying, the market research and stuff. We're probably looking at some that should be user-centered, fewer buttons, simple to use. And if 10% is hidden away, if 10% is what's used, maybe the other 50%, the buttons that are used very rarely, like programming, they could be hidden, maybe under some remote controls that you might come across, have maybe a little flip thing where they're hidden away, and the main button is the ones you come across. And finally, our product, I think, should be user interface orientated. Like I said, to concentrate on TV remote control, universal mode might be too complex. And as what the major findings of market research have said, it's the image and the appearance that people dislike, so that we should concentrate on set a trend and change the fashion of remote controls. And that's it.
What was your last conclusion on that one? Focus on
on the image of it, the actual design.
Okay. Okay, I'm talking to you about the working design. The interior is basically, which is what dictates the design, both the interface, basically, and the outer appearance, because this is all stuff that needs to go in there. Right? So, unfortunately, people who are supposed to do this little presentation for me, obviously, were too drunk to I'm going to do lots of the stuff on the board. This is the basic
basic premise of a remote control. The basic function is to send messages to another system. Okay, so much is clear. An energy source feeds an integrated circuit chip that can compose messages, often in the form of infrared bits. This is the mostly used. There's also some sound systems, but infrared is the better, the more used system, parts of cheaper as well. A user interface controls the chip and accordingly the messages. This is where my people screwed up basically. So I'm going to explain that on the board rather. What we have is different components that obviously need to be in there to start with an energy source. Usually a battery, since it's not feasible to add a cable to that. This energy source, of course, is connected to the user interface itself, which can be buttons, whatever, which in fact controls a chip. Right? User interface, and there we have the chip. And the way this goes normally is that this chip then controls an infrared lamp that sends out the signal. Of course, the signal differs accordingly, depending on what the chip tells the infrared lamp then. That's controlled. The chip itself is controlled by the user interface. What you normally do is that you add a little device such as a lamp to the whole thing as well, so that you know that it's working. Basically, you press something and get a response, which is also comparatively important to one of those devices. Now, this what we're talking about here are what I think should be discussed are these two components, mostly the energy source, for one thing, can be altered. What we probably cannot alter is, of course, the infrared, the sending device, basically the infrared lamp. We cannot change the chip, which controls the infrared lamp. Right? These two are components that we have to use and dictated by the whole function of the whole thing. Then can be put on to the device. It doesn't have to be yet. This can be discussed as well. The user interface, that's something we can also discuss. As we've heard, speech recognition is the hype, obviously, in the moment. Speech recognition interface. We don't know that about it. We just do the usual button thing, or we have a touchpad or something like that. That's something we can discuss. Of course, energy source, batteries, solar cells, who knows? Of course, it's always the question of whether these components are in fact available cheap enough. That's, I suppose, rather up to marketing.
So we can.
To the industrial design.
The more complex we make it, of course, the more
expensive it's going to get.
But people have said that they would, well, younger generations of people said that they would pay more for speech recognition.
Mm-hmm.
So possibly it might be worth the investment.
I think speech recognition is. How are those things where they have to be really good for them to work? Because sometimes you find yourself just saying things over and over on your phone.
I agree.
And you need to sort of take into like languages and then different dialects, I suppose, as well.
Myself, I find when there's something that's speech recognition, like you call on the phone and you try to change your telephone or power or something, sometimes they have a speech recognition on the other end, and you say one for this, and you find yourself, like you said, saying the same thing over and over and over, I find myself, especially if I'm in a crowd of people, looking really silly.
Yeah.
So maybe if you're sitting on your couch with a bunch of people, then...
I don't know if would you want to keep saying stuff if you're watching stuff. If you're watching something, would you start being on some...
Volume up, volume down, change the channel, you know, channel up, channel down. I don't know.
Another thing about these figures is 91% of the youngest age group said they'd do it, but probably a lot of them, that's actually their parents' money. Like, I don't know if they would actually go out and purchase this themselves, a 15-year-old, you know?
As well, like the gimmick factor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a gimmick factor that they like at first. And
well,
gets old,
Okay. Let's see here.
Don't put your cord on.
Now, I was sent a couple of things to modify our new requirements. The remote's only going to be for the television, which is good because we already decided. Your research showed that not only is universal remote more complicated, it's more costly, and your research showed that, you know, most of the people don't even use it. You said 50% of the people only use half the, or 10% of the buttons. So if we remove the universal remote, then that solves that problem. No teletext. So we don't have to worry about that. But we do have to use, the company wants us to incorporate the corporate color and our slogan, which is we put the fashion in electronics. And our corporate colors are gray and yellow. And we could probably get away with black too. So those are the three new requirements that I was told we need to use. From all three of your presentations, I think that we were on the right track a lot in our last meeting. We want something that looks good. We want something that's simple. We want something that you can find easily. The speech recognition, I guess, is kind of a give or take. It's going to cost more. The younger people say that they like it, but it's probably, I would say, probably not worth the investment at this point in time. So maybe we should just do away with speech recognition. And that way we can focus on our form.
I did have a thought about the sort of the tracking thing. Is that if it came with maybe a holster, whatever you want to call it, that you should put it back in the remote. But if you don't put it back in, you press something like this button on that, and that just sort of sends out a beep to find where it is, isn't it? Just trying to create that from the tool complex.
That'd be good if we were going with our ball.
Yeah, we'll be calling it.
Or with, you know, I guess with any form, that would be good. You know, that could be a charger for, you know, we could use rechargeable batteries in the remote, and that would be for solar or, you know, however you want to go about it. The holder could also be the charging unit.
Yeah.
With the locator button. If it were the ball, you no longer have to have a flat space on it.
Yeah.
Well, you still do.
We still have this.
You
still hold on to it. And
You put it on the couch table while you're watching.
Rolls
it's
away.
Roll away.
Yeah.
So that's not much really.
So I guess after the meeting, we'll have some questionnaires and some summaries for what's going on. Then we'll take lunch, we can come back and work on our individual work. Minutes. Let's see. It looks like you're already on your way for working with the components. Chips, what chips we need and what, you know, how to power it and whatnot. User interface concept, we want it to be something simple.
Yeah.
Minimal number of buttons. I guess our main thing that we should focus on until then is probably deciding on a certain look.
Yeah.
Did you have time earlier to work on that? Did you guys feel you have enough time in between our meetings to get
Not
everything
really.
Done that you need to get done?
I'll look at the actual things in the next week. I do still think it needs to be something that is ultimately one-handed ball, pulling that rabbit, and even something that's held like that might be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it still has to be a variation on maybe on a rectangle, but maybe not necessarily falling as well as a rectangle.
Should we maybe shoot for a specific target group? That way we can, if we were shooting for young guys, then it's a certain look to the remote, or girls, or older people. You think that would help us find a specific form?
I don't know if that might come up. Might be trend watching. Do you find anything for on that?
Yeah, not yet, but maybe by the next meeting we'll have some info on that.
So we know that the remote's going to have to be, we'll just say we've got color scheme for it, yellow, and yellow, it's nice and bright, with the buttons being gray or black, and our slogan pasted somewhere on it on the bottom. Maybe we could sketch, so basically, all of our remotes, all of our typical remotes now are just kind of a rectangular sort. Maybe we could flare it or something, so it's more, of course this will look like a bone thing.
Some shape and trend of like things like mobile phones and shapes of that maybe go.
Yeah.
Come from big quick black things and sort of remote controllers. So sort of slinky, smaller things.
Yeah, everybody's got a mobile phone, right? Except me now. but they are all mobile phones, kind of taken a turn to where they're really small.
Yeah.
Which may defeat our purpose for being able to locate our remote all the time.
Yes.
But then again, you don't want, you know, like, the first mobile phone that was this big and had a handbag that carried around in. So we've got basically what remotes look like now is kind of what we're stuck with. Maybe we could go with a square or something. You know, with minimal number of buttons. I guess you've got, you know, 1 through 9. Typing in your channels. You've got volume up and down, channel up and down,
power.
That's pretty much all you need, I think. A menu button, maybe. So, you know, if we want the remote to do other things like, or I guess the TV to be able to change the tint and the color and, you know, all those kind of things that are built into TVs, we just have that under one standard menu button where you go in and press the menu button. Scroll up and down to select it.
Yeah.
Talking of which, maybe scrolling function is not too bad.
Okay. So,
talk about maybe looking back from the start, which is technically the easiest option, would probably be like scrolling the wheel like this,
mm-hmm.
And, like a wheel like a mouse.
Yeah, no, so
sorry. You can even, if it comes from the mice, it can even add a click function where you want to verify the information, you just press it down. It's a good idea. Also, when it comes to the ergonomics of the whole thing, if you want to make it square for the looks of it, then maybe comfortable to hold the whole thing and a little bulge down here, which maybe. From an engineering point, this could be holding the batteries and so on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm getting at here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at it from the side, like that. And you hold it in your hand like this, and
yeah.
Maybe you bring the buttons nearer to the, or even put more important buttons nearer to the side.
Maybe the buttons could like. Decrease in size. The bigger ones, that's actually bigger in size, and the ones that are less important, smaller here.
You can also maybe talking about mobile phones against lighting holding.
Yeah.
With the lesser used functions
behind
this part and then slides into that part.
So I've just been sketching something, so just like on a sort of side view, something that, you know, sort of fit in the hand better, you know, just sort of have your hand.
Of course, just thinking this,
yeah.
This of course causes the field, causes a problem for left or right handed people actually.
Yeah, so such a problem. That basically is always going to be right handed person, I suppose. But I mean, it's the old.
Yeah, is everyone who in here is right handed, left handed?
Right.
It's all right
handed. Yeah.
So, I'm left handed, but.
So I
can say that most things are designed for right-handed people. That's right. Like the written language. Or English.
Maybe you could buy like a special left-handed version of the remote.
Maybe, yeah.
Special order.
I would say, I mean, it should be probably designed for a right-handed person.
Yeah.
But that's good. That's, I think we've got kind of a good plan there. least for what buttons we're going to use. So we've got, I like the scroll action and the...
I mean, I'm just thinking, mainly. If it was a circular, that sort of early idea I had, the way that was more like that. Whereas this is just a one-handed thing, it's sort of almost wrapped around the thumb, so you'd have it, you put your hand into there, the thumb there. And you'd have all of us sort of round here, and that I think could work.
Yeah.
On any hand.
Kind of like holding it.
You just have it like wrapped around the left or right.
Minimizes its size.
Yeah, we're quite small.
Then there's maybe another point of making it a 2-in-1 kind of thing. If we have a smaller device that actually fits into the big one, your full functions are here and just a couple of functions in there.
Yeah.
Like your zapping device, it's just channels up, down, volume.
So two remotes in one, but then would be easier to lose one to the other.
That's right. The big one has to be sufficiently big, and perhaps heavy, so you can't move it around. Make it a piece of furniture.
Yeah. It actually is your coffee table. Okay, well, we need to finish up here. So for the next... before the next meeting, shall we work on your watching trends,
mm-hmm.
to see what kind of new information we've got going on? Manuel, you're going to work on the components for what we're going to use. Let's go with our rounded, kind of fit in your hand. Let's explore the possibility of having the two-piece, so one for the quick zapping, and possibly one, you know, with just that rounded part that fits into your hand. And Ryan, you work on how well they'll work with the user. So both of those concepts. And okay, I think we made some good progress here. See you in, I don't know, I guess we'll take lunch in about half an hour. Or I guess we'll be taking lunch shortly, and then about half an hour after that.